This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees at Bikramganj in Rohtas district, Bihar, in a short while. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at the Chandrasekhar Azad University of Agriculture and Technology ground. In Punjab, at least 5 persons have died and 34 were injured due to a blast in a cracker factory in the Lambi area of Sri Muktasar Sahib district late last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police, Jaspal Singh, told Akashvani that those injured are out of danger and recuperating in various hospitals. The rescue operation has been called off. Our correspondent reports that the reason behind the blast is still unclear. The Defence Ministry has approved Mini Ratna Category 1 status for Munitions India Limited, MIL, Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, and India Optel Limited, IOL. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated all three defence public sector undertakings on their transformation from government organisations into profit-making corporate entities within a short span of 3 years. He also expressed satisfaction with the initiatives taken by the management of MIL, AVNL and IOL to increase company turnover, maximise indigenisation and meet other performance parameters required for the grant of Mini Ratna status. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor reached Bogota, the capital of Colombia. During a media interaction, Mr. Tharoor said that there can be no equivalence between those who dispatch terrorists and those who resist them. Another high-level delegation led by NCP-SP MP Supriya Sule concluded its diplomatic visit to South Africa today. President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the people of Goa on the occasion of their statehood day. In a social media post, she highlighted Goa's rich cultural heritage, scenic beaches, warm hospitality and numerous other attractions that continue to draw visitors from around the world. She urged both tourists and residents to work together in preserving Goa's culture and heritage by embracing sustainable tourism practices and supporting local communities. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over isolated places over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe today. The Met Department predicted similar conditions over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. The weather agency also estimated isolated exceptionally heavy rainfall over Meghalaya today. The US has announced that Israel has agreed to a 60-day ceasefire proposal for Gaza, even as its military operations continue in the conflict-ridden territory. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed during a press briefing that U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, along with President Donald Trump, submitted the ceasefire proposal to Hamas. Leavitt stated that Israel had endorsed and supported the plan. However, she declined to provide additional details, citing ongoing negotiations. According to an Israeli official and a U.S. source familiar with the matter, the proposal includes a 60-day ceasefire of hostilities, the release of 10 living hostages and the repatriation of the remains of 18 deceased hostages. And in IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final after defeating table toppers Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier in Chandigarh last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.